These are strange days at the University of Pittsburgh. Since mid-February, the school has received more than 50 bomb threats. While they've all been false alarms, they have succeeded in disrupting campus life. Tighter security measures are now in place, but the threats continue. And as Larkin Page Jacobs of member station WESA reports, students are wondering how they'll make up classwork and prepare for finals.
Come in the doorway. If you have a bag, stay to the right. Have your bag open, ID out when you hit.
At first, sophomore Maggie Stankitis thought the threats were a response to the unseasonably warm weather, some prankster student trying to get out of class to enjoy the sunshine. But now, dozens of bomb threats later, and with lines of students backing up to get to class and the library, she's changed her mind.
I'm, like, kind of waiting for it to happen, and I have, like, an emergency bag packed if I need to be evacuated.
Initially, bomb threats appeared scrawled in bathroom stalls in the towering building called the Cathedral of Learning. But lately, they're being sent over the internet, using a method that makes them difficult to trace. A joint terrorism task force, including the FBI, Department of Justice, and campus police, is investigating, says university spokesman Robert Hill.
We are obligated to treat every threat seriously. We search, we clear the building, but now when we clear the building and make it available for occupancy, IDs are required for admission.
Around 29,000 students attend Pitt, and every threat is followed by an evacuation, whether it's the 42-story Cathedral of Learning or a dorm at 4 a.m. And Hill knows the experience is unnerving for students.
There hasn't been a bomb. There hasn't been even a device detected. Still, it's unsettling to have been subjected to the threats.
Sitting outside the student union, junior David Gianola says he's experienced a range of emotions about the threats.
I wrote it off as someone who was getting out of a test, and that was like the first 2 weeks because they happened at similar times and everything. And then I got annoyed and was just like, these are fake, I'm tired of it. And then actually probably last 2 weeks, it's been a bit more like nerve-wracking because it just like isn't stopping at all.
But junior Corinne Hoag thinks that fear plays right into the hands of the person or people making the threats.
I feel that unwarranted fear just causes chaos and that's what this person wants.
So she's trying to keep a lid on it. But as she's watched her classes canceled or interrupted, she can't help but feel ripped off.
It's just kind of upsetting knowing that I worked an entire semester and that, you know, finals may be optional or I may not do as well just because I didn't have the opportunity to have the class time.
Lawrence Leikar, a retired FBI agent and professor at La Roche College in Pittsburgh, says the university has to strike a balance as it takes into account students, academics, and worried parents.
You've got enormous pressure from their loved ones, and that pressure is so important to an institution. The safety of the children, altruistically, and then from a business standpoint, is tuition money too.
The university won't discuss what's in store for finals and graduation, but a number of students say they're ready for the semester to end so they can get off campus. For NPR News, I'm Larkin Page Jacobs in Pittsburgh.
This is NPR News.